Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Pirate ship up in the attic, and guess what I found?
A buried treasure?
Huh. I found this book, and it's got all kinds of pictures in it. Look, there's a picture of the ocean, and there's a picture of some mountains, and there's a lady with a big hat.
Beaver, you know what this is? This is your father's old sketchbook.
Gee, do you mean he used to draw the ocean, the mountains, and ladies with big hats?
Yes, he was quite an artist when he was in school. He used to do all those cute little cartoons for the yearbook.
Gee, wouldn't it have been neat if he could have become a real cartoonist for the funny papers? Then I'd know what was going to happen before they came out.
Well, he could have been a commercial artist. He was actually very good.
Gee, well, isn't that something?
What do you mean?
Well, a guy never thinks that his father can do anything. Except go to work and come back and stuff like that. Boy, look at this, Mom. Here's a steam engine with smoke coming out of it and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's an airplane with two wings like they used to have in the olden days. Boy, you know something, Mom?
What, Beaver?
I wish there was some way of using Dad's being an artist. It's a shame to have a smart father and then waste him.
Colonial, period.
Now, before we discuss our new project, are there any questions? Yes, Penny?
Miss Landers, while you were writing on the blackboard, Harry was making noises.
I was not making noises, Miss Landers. It was just my stomach rumbling.
I see, Harry.
If you want, I can get a note from my doctor giving permission for my stomach to rumble.
I don't think that will be necessary, Harry. Now, as part of our colonial project, I thought some of us could dress dolls in colonial costumes. Who will volunteer for that?
I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I don't think that was very funny, Gilbert.
Oh, gee, everybody laughed.
That will be all, Gilbert.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Now, I'd like someone to make a relief map of the 13 colonies. Who will take that project? Beaver, did I see your hand go up?
No, Miss Landers. I was just scratching my head.
Oh, I see.
If I make a map and it's no good, do I get a bad mark?
No, we're not getting marks on the project.
Okay, then I'll do it.
Fine. Now, I think we could have two or three posters drawn on the colonial period. Do we have any budding artists among us? Well, I think we could use three posters. And maybe we'll even have a little prize for the best one.
Miss Landers, I have an idea already, and so no one will copy it. It's George Washington. Can I paint a colonial soldier with blood on him?
Well, just so you don't overdo it, Gilbert. Do you have an idea, Beaver?
Well, I might draw an Indian with an arrow in him. Only Gilbert's got dibs on blood.
Well, I'm sure you'll think of something, Beaver.
Yes, Miss Landers.
Honey? I thought you might like a cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Why are you working tonight?
I didn't get back from lunch until 2:30.
Oh? You and Fred Rutherford have lunch at that charming little restaurant where they have the fashion show?
Dear, that was just an accident last time. We went to this new restaurant, and all of a sudden our table was surrounded by models in sunsuits.
Oh, sure. That happens to hard-working husbands all the time.
Just to change the subject, what are our two hard-working sons doing upstairs? Homework?
Well, I think Wally's through with his. Came down a little while ago, borrowed some old rags.
Oh, what for?
Well, I was afraid to ask him. usually means he spilled something.
Hey, Wally, what are you shining your shoes for?
For tomorrow.
Oh, is your school making you go to church?
Of course not. Just don't want to look creepy, that's all.
Well, if it's not church, it must be girls. Those are the only two things I've ever heard that make a guy shine his shoes.
Hey, what's all that junk?
Well, it's paint and stuff. I'm going to paint a poster for school.
Boy, that's going to be a mess.
What do you want to go and say that for?
Because they got monkeys in the zoo that can paint better than you.
Well, maybe so. But they don't go to my school. Anyway, it's going to be a real neat poster, and it's going to win first prize.
Beaver, why don't you stop kidding yourself? When it comes to painting, you're just a little slob.
Yeah. Well, maybe I am, but Dad's not.
Well, so what's Dad got to do with it?
Well, I found out he was almost a commercialized artist, and he's going to paint the poster for me.
Did you already ask him?
No, that's what I'm going to do now.
Gee, Beaver. I don't know if he's going to go for that. He might just give you that junk about standing on your own two feet and facing the world. Solving your own problems.
No. I think he only uses that for geography and arithmetic. I don't think he'd use that for painting a poster.
Okay, but you better watch it.
Okay, I'll watch it. Hey, Wally?
Yeah?
Who is she?
Who's who?
The girl you're shining your shoes for.
Now, get out of here, will you?
Okay. Hey, Mom! Where's Pop?
Pop's in here.
Oh. Excuse me, Dad.
Oh, sorry, baby. You want something?
Could I disturb you without bothering you?
Yeah, I guess so, Beaver. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. What are you doing?
I'm just doing a little work here at home to help keep you boys in food and clothing.
Well, fathers are always doing stuff for their kids, aren't they?
Well, certainly, Beaver. Any good father loves his family. He'd make almost any sacrifice for them.
That's the way it always works, huh, Dad?
Guess so, Beaver. All through history, fathers have even given up their lives defending their families.
Would you do that?
I suppose I would, Beaver, if it were important.
Well, excuse me, Dad. Would you paint me a poster?
A poster? What for?
For school. Well, I gotta have it, and the best one wins first prize.
Well, did they tell you to have your father paint it for you?
No. But I'm a crummy painter, and Mom said you were a real good painter and almost in the funny papers. It's got to be in by Friday.
Now, wait a minute, Beaver. This is your assignment. Now, I'll be glad to get you started on it, but I can't paint it for you.
Gee, Dad, it only take you a couple of minutes.
Well, Beaver, it isn't a question of time. It's a question of honesty. You wouldn't take a prize for a painting I did, would you?
Well, gee, Dad, you wouldn't want it. It'd just be a pencil box or something.
You know what I'm talking about, Beaver. We've been over all this before. I can't do your homework for you. I'll be glad to give you some pointers and help you get started, but that's as far as I can go.
Yes, sir. Dad, I'm sorry I interrupted you when you were working to help your family.
Are you helping Beaver with his homework?
No.
Why'd he look so upset?
Oh, he wants a poster for school, and he wanted me to paint it for him.
Well, I'm sure you could paint him a very nice one.
Well, I know. But that's not the point. When it comes to schoolwork, the boys have to stand on their own two feet.
Oh, yes, and face the world and solve their own problems.
Dear, how about a little more coffee? Well, how'd you make out?
Not so good.
What happened?
Dad said he'd cook for me, but he wouldn't paint me one crummy poster.
Hi, Mom.
Well, Wally, aren't you home early?
Yeah. Lumpy Rutherford got sick at school, so I had to walk him home.
Oh. Well, that's a shame.
What's wrong with Clarence?
Well, in the cafeteria, Eddie Haskell bet him he couldn't eat 16 ice cream bars without stopping.
Oh, Wally, now that's terrible.
Well, I think he might have made it if he just hadn't eaten a pot roast.
You want a glass of milk or something?
Oh, no thanks, Mom. I ate a couple of the ice cream bars that Lumpy couldn't get down. Can I go upstairs and study? Or is Beaver home?
Oh, he's up there. I think he's working on his poster.
Oh, good. Maybe I can give him a couple pointers.
Well, now, Wally, that's all right, but don't you do any of the painting for him.
Gee, Mom, don't worry. I don't want to go and get in touch with Dad by being nice to my brother.
Wally, they're
kind of squashy. Hey, Beaver, what are you painting anyway?
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah, but you got a whole bunch of blue lines at the top and a big streak of brown at the bottom.
Oh, sure. That's the sky and that's the ground. I figure whatever you paint, you gotta have sky and ground.
Well, what happens if you paint a ship?
Then I just turn it upside down. I use the blue for water, the brown for smoke.
You know, Beaver, you ought to just stick your shirt on the poster. That's the best thing you're going to paint.
Ha! There you are.
Hi.
Or do you know it's after 9 o'clock and Beaver's still upstairs working on that poster?
How's he coming?
Well, not very well. I took a look at it. He soaked up both sides of the poster board, and neither one of them looks like anything.
Maybe I can give him a little encouragement. Beaver!
Yes, Dad?
Come on down here a minute, son, and bring your poster.
Gee, Dad, I don't know if I could do that. Well, I put it in the bathroom, but I kind of strip it.
Well, come on down yourself.
Okay, Dad.
In the bathtub?
I told you it was a mess.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Beaver, that's quite a Hawaiian shirt you have on there.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you're going to yell at me or just make a joke about it.
Your father wants to talk to you, Beaver.
Oh. Well, I'd better not sit down. I'm not dry all over.
Well, tell me about this painting of yours. What's its theme?
Huh?
Well, if it's the colonial period, is it the spirit of 76, or the landing of the Pilgrim Fathers, or the 4th of July, or what?
Oh. Well, I was going to do Thanksgiving, but then I didn't have enough brown for a turkey or enough red for an Indian.
What about George Washington?
Well, he's already taken.
Well, how about Paul Revere?
Well, yeah, I guess I could do Paul Revere if I made him purple and put him on a black horse.
Yeah, you could put a quotation across the top. The British are coming. Then you could put Paul Revere on his horse in the middle, and then underneath you could use a legend like "Ever Vigilant." How's that sound?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Only trouble is my poster came apart in the middle.
Beaver, I'll go down tomorrow and I'll get you another board.
Okay, Mom. And I'll come right home from school tomorrow and start painting my Paul Revere.
Well, Beaver, you really should get yourself a picture of Paul Revere, or something to use as a model.
A model?
Well, sure. When I was in art class, we didn't just paint things out of thin air. We'd have a model come in and pose for whatever subject we were painting.
Okay, Dad. Oh, Mom, tomorrow when you're downtown to buy me the poster board, maybe you better buy two. It might save you another trip.
Wally? Wally?
What's up, Mom?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't want you to go in the back way. I just got my kitchen floor cleaned up.
Oh, okay. If I have to go in there, I'll take my shoes off. My socks are a little bit cleaner than my shoes.
Oh, fine. Wally, when you're upstairs, would you see what the Beaver's doing?
Well, he's probably working on his poster.
I don't know. He came home from school with that friend of his, Harry.
Okay, I'll go up and make sure they're not killing each other.
Turn a little sideways, Harry. I don't think Paul Revere had a bigger stomach as you do.
I'm getting tired of being Paul Revere. Anyway, I'm supposed to go home right after school to take my rumbling pills.
Gee, you've been here a whole hour and your stomach hasn't started rumbling yet.
Yeah, but I want to get home before it does, because people look at me on the bus.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Wally.
See you, Beaver.
See you, Harry.
Hey, you know something, Beav?
What?
That's a worse mess than the mess you had yesterday.
I think it looks pretty good.
The British are coming. Ever vigilant.
Hey, look, Beav. The horse has got six legs.
No, it hasn't. Well, those two belong to Paul Revere, except they haven't put stirrups on him yet.
Boy, what kind of a tree is that?
That's not a tree. That's a British guy shooting at him.
With forearms?
Well, I was going to make two British guys, but then the paint ran together.
Here, give me the brush. Let me fix it up for you.
Dad said to do it myself, and I'm going to do it myself.
You mean you're going to take that thing to school and try to win a prize with it?
Sure I am. Well, I worked hard on it, and it's all mine.
Well, okay, Beaver. But I still think you'd be better off if you entered your shirt in the contest.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Where's our other son?
Oh, he left early. He wanted to carry his poster to school.
Huh? Yeah, Dad. I guess he didn't want to take it on the bus and have all the guys laughing at him.
Paul? Whoa. Is it really that bad?
Uh-huh. It really is.
Guess I should have helped him more with it.
Know what? I think you were right to leave him on his own. After all, they're all in the fifth grade, and there's no reason to think the other posters are going to be any better than his.
Well, sure, Dad. You got a whole class full of goofs. One goof isn't going to stand out.
Well, thank you very much, Wally. You're very encouraging this morning.
Now, this is a darling pilgrim, isn't it, class?
Yeah.
And Helen. Why, Helen, this is a lovely doll.
Thank you, Miss Landers. It's Mrs. Martha Washington.
And it's very realistic.
We made it out of a Wetsy doll.
Well, this is certainly authentic. Harry, is this yours?
It had a bayonet on it, but my father wouldn't let me carry it on the bus.
Well, it's still very nice, Harry. Now, should we go over here and look at our posters?
Yeah.
Well, now, this is artistic, isn't it, class?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my George Washington, Miss Landers.
Well, that's very artistic, Penny. Isn't it, class?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Why, Gilbert, this is a very good drawing.
Thank you, Miss Landers. That's a funny color for the sun.
That's not the sun. It's an American cannonball, and it's about to knock his head off.
Whose poster is this one?
I did, Miss Landers. What'd you paint it with, a scrubbing brush?
Looks like some guy trying to wrestle a pig.
Paul Revere. Of course it is. Why, yes, it is Paul Revere.
Miss Landers, you said you were going to pick the best one and give a prize.
I think Penny's is the best.
I think Gilbert's is the best.
Oh, I think Penny made George Washington look like a lady.
It's crummy.
Now, that's quite enough, children. You know, I think we should judge these posters on originality.
Mine's original. So's mine.
Penny, did you do this poster all yourself?
Well, my mother drew the outlines, but I painted the colors myself. My big brother stuck on the cotton hair.
Mm-hmm. And Gilbert, did your mother help you with your poster?
No, my father did.
Your father did?
Well, he told me things.
What things?
He told me to get out of the room because it made him nervous to paint with me looking over his shoulder.
Beaver, did you have any help on your poster?
No, Miss Landers. I did it all by myself.
It sure looks it. Children, now children. I want to tell you something about the posters. It's fine when your parents take an interest in your schoolwork, but, well, anyone can have a very nice poster if his parents do all the work. However, you learn a lot more, and you get a lot more satisfaction if you do your work yourself. So, all things considered, I think Beaver's poster should get the prize.
Gee, Miss Sanders, do you really mean that?
Yes, I do, Beaver.
Boy, and to think I almost threw it in the trash can on the way to school.
Beaver, I think it's very nice that you won the prize, don't you, Ward?
Well, I certainly do.
Hey, Beaver, were you the only guy that entered a poster?
There were two other guys, but their parents helped them.
And yours was still better?
No, it was worse, but it was better uncut. I did it myself.
Beaver, you know you can put that ribbon in your scrapbook.
No, I don't think so, Mom. I think I want to give it to Dad.
Why would you give it to me, Beaver?
Because you didn't help me, Dad.
Well, thank you very much, Beaver.
You know, if you look at that real hard, it does kind of look like Paul Revere.
I don't know. I've been looking at it awful hard. And it does kind of look like what Harry said it looked like.
What did Harry say it looked like?
A guy trying to raffle a pig.
Ward, I'm awfully glad you didn't help, Beaver.
Quite a temptation, though. You know, there's no greater thrill a father can have than taking bows for something his kids do, even if he has to do it for them.
Did your father used to do that?
Oh, no. He was much too busy living his own life to have time to live mine.
Well, you going to help me with the dishes tonight?
Oh, well, dear, I didn't help Beaver with his painting. I can't start playing favors now.
Hey, Hockey Puck. Yeah, that's you. Find out if Don Rickles is apt or inept when he goes toe-to-toe with Barney Fife in The Luck of Newton Monroe. Episode 156 is coming up next on TV Land. Stay tuned.